106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We want to know, what do you consider trashy? You can call and tell us, 916-909-1065. You can also text us at the same number. We're already getting some pretty funny text messages in to 916-909-1065. We're getting into this because Katie saw this trending on TikTok. Do I have that right?
Yes.
It triggered something in you, right? You're like, I've got some ideas.
I think it triggers something in everybody.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
true.
Why these questions get tens of thousands of answers.
Katie, do you want to kick us off?
Sure. Okay, so mine, I have two that like really stand out to me. If I go to your house and you don't have a clean toilet.
Oh.
And yeah. I don't mean like a, obviously if it's a super disgusting toilet, everybody's going to feel that way.
Right.
But if it's clear you don't regularly use your toilet brush.
Yeah.
Like it takes nothing. It takes no time at all. Like yeah. If you're not doing it like three times a week, I don't know what's going on.
Totally.
And then the other one is if I see little kids drinking soda. Yeah.
I totally. You're right. What do you consider trashy? 916-909-1065. Kevin, what are some things that you find trashy?
Having a little sauce bottle in your bag.
Hot sauce in my bag? Beyonce?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Like either the Tapatio or Tabasco. I don't know. That's trash. Do you really need hot sauce on everything?
I mean, imagine if somebody walked around with salt and pepper in their bag.
Yeah.
We would think that was weird.
I guess so. 916-909-1065. Some text messages we got. It's trashy when people invite you to their birthday party at a restaurant and they don't disclose ahead of time that you will be paying your own way. Yeah, I agree with that one.
Really?
Yeah, I think the default is like, oh, you're inviting me to a restaurant, like
for my birthday. It's my birthday,
or somebody's inviting
I'm
you
expected...
for your not your birthday. Let's say you invite somebody for your dad's birthday.
Okay.
And then you...
I would never assume somebody is paying the bill for everybody.
Wow.
Ever.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Somebody said people who flick cigarettes on the ground still.
Yeah.
Somebody said someone who has really bad hair extensions and you can tell that the hair extensions because they're showing and their hair is overly teased. I really don't know what any of that means.
I mean, that is always a little... unfortunate. Like whenever I see somebody's extensions, I'm just like, oh, sweetie.
We put this up on Facebook. What we get on Facebook there, Katie?
Now, I want to start with Emily's because, okay. She said asking random questions on Facebook to read on the radio.
Okay.
Hey, Emily, do your radio show your way and leave us alone.
What does that even matter?
I don't know.
She attacked us.
Chelsea said fake eyelashes that look like they could fly away.
Oh, yeah.
The really big ones,
yeah. Or if they're like really, really, really thick.
Yeah.
Jessica said people who litter. I couldn't agree with this more.
Totally. Really, Kevin?
I hate them.
Good recovery.
Okay. Nikki said barefoot outside.
Yes.
Leah said booty shorts when your butt is actually hanging out. Now, I find this especially bad when it's teenage girls. And it's like, unless you put those shorts in your backpack and you snuck out of the house wearing regular shorts, if your parents know that your butt cheeks are hanging out and they're fine with it, I find that trashy.
Is it more trashy for the parents or for the girl wearing them?
For the parents, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Kathy said, women wearing a tube top with a regular bra. I will also go with if you're wearing a tank top and your bra straps have just like hung down, like they slipped off your shoulders. And instead of adjusting your bra straps, you just let them hang down there.
Right, right.
Denise said... this might be an unpopular opinion, but neck tattoos, especially a person's names or your partner's lips. Brooke said wearing pajamas and slippers outside the house unless it's pajama day at school.
Well, that's a good one. Somebody just texted in something kind of close to mine. And I know this isn't going to be popular, but somebody texted in to 909-1065 multiple American flags on your vehicle. Multiple American flags. And I don't know why, but I always found it a little trashy to put an American flag outside of your house. Like your house isn't a monument. I never understood the purpose of that.
Okay, so what if somebody is flying a flag that isn't an American flag? What if they're immigrants from another country and they're flying their country's flag?
I think that's kind of trashy too.
Okay.
Like, but if you want to put a San Francisco Giants flag outside your house, that's a little bit different. That's fine. I get that one. Another one, text message we got: people who schedule an appointment and then no call, no show.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's
that
why
gives me a level of anxiety I could never overcome.
That's why we have the $10 cancellation fee that we all have to suffer through now.
Who gets charged $10? Well,
oh my god, we just took our son to the eye doctor and they were like, if you're 10 minutes late, we're going to charge you the full amount. And it was like, holy cow.
I just don't miss appointments.
I'd never be late.
916-909-1065. Keep the text messages coming in.